Ellesmere Town Centre. Well, here you are in the middle of Ellesmere, Shropshire. Would you like to know a little bit more about this part of town? First of all, just near where you're standing in Cross Street, there used to be a blacksmith shop. And if you look towards the middle of town where Cross Street meets Scotland Street, High Street and Market Street, you cannot fail to notice the imposing Old Town Hall. This was built in the 1830s and paid for by the Countess of Bridgewater. She was a major benefactor in the town and was responsible for many of the early 19th century buildings you can see all around Ellesmere today. In fact, there are a number of town centre buildings which are much older than they look, with their earlier half-timbered construction hidden behind the 19th century facades. Before the town hall was built, this area of town was known as the marketplace, and there will have been open produce stalls and livestock for sale here, probably since the market charter was granted by Henry III in 1221. Market Street, which runs from near the impressive Lloyd's TSB building, was previously called Swine Market Street. You may already know that the mere in Ellesmere used to be much bigger and stretched right into the town, and they say that because of this, the builders of the town hall had to sink 30-foot piles into the ground to make the foundation secure. When it was originally built, the ground floor was used as an open market area, with offices, a court and assembly room on the first floor. The ground floor was later enclosed after a new and larger market hall was constructed in Scotland Street in 1879. This new hall was also given to the town by another local benefactor, Percy Cust. Over the next 80 years, the building also served the town as a mechanics institute, reading room, museum, cinema, theatre and dance hall. In 1966, the council built a new town hall, and since then the old building has been mainly used for retail, with a restaurant in the beautiful vaulted cellars. Now, perhaps you'd like to take an opportunity to visit some of the interesting small shops around the town centre. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy your visit to Ellesmere.